Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Very exciting news. You know, we were talking about ventriloquism yesterday.
Yeah.
And a comedy club near my house, kind of the nearest pub to my house, they've got a comedy night with a ventriloquist on. I didn't realise you still got them. Mm-hmm. Then we, you might have heard this on the podcast, or on the air yesterday if you listened.
the old-fashioned
way of listening to this show. Me and Becky did a kind of ventriloquism double act. It needed some work.
It needed a lot of work, really.
But a bloke called Carl has been on, and a couple other people as well, saying that, he didn't hear the show yesterday, but his fiance heard us talking about ventriloquists. And he says, would you like to be taught how to be one? I'll do my best. I've been a pro ventriloquist for 5 years, performing in holiday parks, private kids shows, etc.
Okay.
And I've viewed his profile. How can you... he says he's a pro ventriloquist. Surely it's quite easy.
You proved that it wasn't.
No, because we hadn't rehearsed. If we rehearsed, which we haven't still, then...
Is she going to sit on your knee again?
I've realised it's got to be a really short act. Do you know why?
Why?
Because yesterday, I don't want to put my whole weight on his knees. So yesterday when I was doing it, I was kind of squatting but taking all the weight in my thighs. And I've realised
the
maximum that I can sustain that position is probably about 2 minutes. So I've either got to lose a lot of weight quite quickly, or I've got to have a separate stall, or I've got to work on my thighs.
Would you like a separate stall?
Yeah.
I'm really rest.
It's just going to be empty alone.
I've got to be honest, haven't I? I can't, because I'll start to shake after the pain.
You need some core muscle training, love. You'll be fine. Start to shake it. Try it again.
No, I can't, because I've got to just
Why don't you just sit properly on his...
Oh, my God.
Properly on his leg?
Because I'll break them.
You won't.
Won't break my legs.
He's big and tough now. Been working out.
Right, I think maybe should follow this up, because I'd quite like to be a ventriloquist, and maybe it's not that easy after all. Who knows?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Seriously, Becky, what are you doing?
I'm just emailing Sally Traffic off of Radio 2.
Whilst I was trying to read the sport.
Sorry about that, Mark.
That's all right.
So you are emailing the traffic reporter off Radio 2 to see... if you can get some tickets to her one-woman show that she's doing.
Mm-hmm. You said yesterday that you really wanted to come. I can't find the website, so I thought I'd just go straight to the top.
I would just be intrigued to see what... It's called An Audience with Sally Traffic.
Oh, I've just put your show.
And apparently it's a theatre show.
And what?
Where Sally Traffic, who reads the travel out on Radio 2, sings a few songs and gives anecdotes about her favourite traffic hold-ups. Now, who wouldn't want to see that?
Right.
Oh, exactly.
Are you emailing her now direct?
Yeah.
Saying what?
So, hi, we've seen that you've got your own show and Scott would love to come and see it, but we can't find where to get tickets online. Would you be able to let me know when you're doing your next performance, please, as we'd really like to come along. Thanks in advance.
She says all her favourite travel snarl-ups over the years. Apparently, there's a really good one, a hilarious anecdote involving cows on the M1.
Well, don't give away the punchline.
Oh, sorry.
Spoil it when you go.
Okay.
Read it between the lines there. When you say we can't find where to get tickets, etc., does that mean can we have a free pair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's send.
Have you sent it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're going to have to go now to an audience for Sally Traffic. What?
Is it like one of those ITV things, like an audience like with Dame Edna?
Is this a bit like you doing an audience with?
What?
It's a bit. It's like singing songs, telling your favourite sports stories.
It's the world tour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We don't see.
Let's see what she says anyway. I'm expecting an email back anytime now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Leona's going to be here in 10 minutes on Radio 1. Right, what have you been doing, Becky?
Working out what to do if I get myself into an emergency situation.
Why?
Just because I don't think you can ever be prepared enough.
Okay.
So,
like when you watch Casualty and you think, well, something bad could happen at any point, so I need to be prepared.
Yeah, and bad things always happen
especially
to me.
Especially if up a ladder dangling over some railings in the frost.
You know it's going to end bad.
Mm. Right. And quite a lot of emergency situations, what you think you're going to do is actually wrong. So I'm going to test you on some of them just to get you up to speed.
Is this what you've mostly been doing today?
No, I do this in my own personal time.
Right, okay.
So another quiet day in the office.
Green break.
Okay.
Right, what would you do if you were driving and saw a tornado approaching?
Drive away?
I'd probably try and take a photo so I could get it on one of those real weather disaster programmes.
Well, so we're driving along. There's a tornado approaching.
Yeah.
Turn around and drive the other way.
Yeah.
You need reverse.
Well, most people think you need to shelter under a bridge. You need to drive out of its way at a right angle.
What?
So I think that's to the right, is it? Or it could be to the
left. Or to the left.
Or to the left, yeah.
As long as you're going at a right angle. Otherwise, park your car up and go inside.
Right, okay.
A big building.
All right, cool.
Right, what would you do if you were confronted by a bear in the woods?
Hide.
I'd check to see if it had done a poo, to see whether that phrase is actually true.
And then what would you do?
Run?
No.
And then I would run. No.
Are you not supposed to run, are you?
You're really not supposed to run. You're supposed to make yourself as big as you can and then punch it in the nose.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no,
you're not. You should. It says from my emergency documents, you should fight back vigorously. If you can, hit him in the nose. Could be a woman. Since that's a bear's main sensory organ, whatever you do, do not run. If you run, the bear is going to chase you and it can run faster than you can, even you, Scott. Wow. But if it's a grizzly bear, then you should play dead.
Oh, okay, that's confusing.
I don't know how it doesn't tell
you. Well, how do you know the difference?
How do you know? Doesn't tell you.
Right.
So, I'd assume if you punch it in the face and then you get eaten.
Well, we'd never know which one was which.
No.
I'd punch it in the nose and it'd kill me.
That'd just be your luck.
Yeah, it would.
You'd connect bang on, be really pleased with your punch, but it would turn out to be a grizzly.
First time I ever hit something on target and I get the wrong type of bear. Why else?
What would you do if you get caught in a riptide? I think that's a big wave, isn't it?
Is it?
Put your hands up and go help.
No, apparently most people think you're meant to swim to the shore, but you're not. You're meant to swim parallel to the beach. Just keep going.
Excellent.
Yeah. What would you do if you get stung by a jellyfish?
We know this.
No.
On it. You get somebody to wee on you.
No, really not. Rinse with seawater and remove any visible tentacles.
Oh.
Says no need for wee.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
No need for wee.
Yeah. What do you do if you get poked in the eye?
What?
This is important.
By a what? By a grizzly bear?
Specify.
Hit it on the nose.
Where are you getting this from?
You
please?
Get poked in the eye.
Where are you getting this from?
If you get poked in the eye, do you go and see a doctor? An optician?
It says apparently most people try and force the eye open to look for injury, but you should just wash it with a cloth. And then go to the doctor.
That's just common sense.
Yeah.
What have you been doing with your time?
Okay, my favourite one. What would you do if you lose your friend in a shop? This is on my emergency document list.
What would you do if you lost your friend in a shop?
Yeah. I'd do what my mum used to do when we used to go to Asda when I was a kid and just go up to the information point and get a tannoy announcement.
Correct! The wrong response
is
to go look for them yourself.
Yeah. See, my mum knew it.
Depending on the friend, I might just walk out the shop.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Hello, Leona Lewis.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today.
No worries.
I saw all the paparazzi outside flashing away.
That was a weird reception. I haven't seen that in a long time, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be following you everywhere you went these days.
No, no.
Oh. He wore his pink hoodie just in case he got caught.
It's salmon.
It's pink.
I like it.
Now, Leona, you have got the cast invite on this because I chickened out on it. Because it's half and half on the text. We played a Christmas song. We played Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You yesterday.
Yeah.
Amazing song.
Yes.
Maybe it's a little early for Christmas, but I just wanted to. Now, do we play another one today or not? You've got the casting vote. If you say yes, we do. If you say no, it's not happening.
Yeah.
You say yes.
There you go.
Definitely.
There we are, everyone. Leona says yes. So we'll get a Christmas song on for you. It's going to be the Pogues. That's a good one. In a minute. Have you been watching X Factor?
I have, yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's been really good. I think that it's been interesting, but it was a real shocker this week, I think.
Were you surprised? Everyone else was.
I was really surprised at who went. I didn't think she should have gone, but anyway.
The voting's gone weird.
I know. You never know, see? You never know.
Were you outraged?
not outraged, screaming at the TV and stuff, but I was very surprised.
I was screaming at Louis.
Were you?
Yeah.
Let's not focus.
I just thought he was really cowardly to get rid of a threat to his own act.
Yeah.
Silly little man.
It's horrible being in that position, though, isn't it? Because he's the last one that makes...
He's always the last one to do it,
though. Oh, he loves it, though. He loves it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to sit in that seat.
No. Would you? I'd want to be second.
Not after Lewis sat on it.
So who's your favourite on it now then, now that Laura's gone?
I still like the girls. I think all the girls are really strong. I think the boys are strong as well. I don't like to say one favourite because obviously I've been in that position before, and it's not nice when people say, oh, this one should win and that one should win.
It's a competition.
I know, but I think they're all like trying their hardest and you know, they all deserve a fair chance. So, okay. Yeah.
We like Diana.
I like Diana.
Do we?
Oh, do you not?
No, I like Alexandra.
Oh, I like amazing. Alexandra. Yeah.
So good. Now, Leona, I've got something for you here. Can I ask?
Yeah.
Do you recognise this voice?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the X Factor winner, 2006, Leona Lewis!
Bringing back some memories.
I don't like that... That song, it makes my chest go to all tight.
Oh, I wish I was there.
Oh, no.
This oh, is... you're on the...
He's here. Yeah.
Oh, you're there.
Hello, Dolly, how are you?
Oh, hello. How are you?
Great, thank you, great.
Oh.
It's actual voiceover man talking to
you. Wow.
Me. Yeah. Now, Peter.
Yes?
He is voiceover man. You know something, a little secret about Leona, don't you?
Well, I don't know whether it's a secret. It probably is. It won't be a secret much longer. But do you remember about a year ago we met up at a dinner or something, and you
yes.
showed me a photograph. Now, it was a video of Ray Quinn and you doing impressions of me on your mobile.
Yes. That's what we used to do to pass the time in the X Factor house, I'm afraid. We used to do
God,
your
you
voice.
Must have been bored.
It can't have been that dull, surely.
But I think Ray was really good. He did you really well.
Yes, he did, but thankfully he sang better with his impression.
Do you still do that impression, Leona?
I haven't done it in a long time.
Oh, please do it for me now.
Okay. What should I say?
Voiceover man?
What should she say? Oh, she could say, what do we say on the show? It's time to face the music.
It's time to face the music.
No, that's not what you say.
It is. He says it every week.
Oh, my gosh, no love.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, if you say so. It's time to face the music. How was that?
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, I thought that was really good, thank you.
It's more like, it's time to face the music!
Yeah, but it wouldn't be very ladylike, would it, Scott?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit too... That sounds very angry.
Yeah, you don't want to get nodules.
Scaring people. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, VoiceOver Man, for coming on.
My pleasure.
Goodbye.
Nice to talk to you again, Leona.
And you. Take care.
See you, bye.
Bye.
Love him.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Bringing back all the memories now, isn't it?
Aww.
Now, have you seen Britannia High?
I watched a little bit of it yesterday. A little bit.
What do you think?
It's good. It's good. It's different. Like, it's good, yeah.
Tell me that's what the Brit school's like.
No, it's not, I'm afraid. It's kind of... Yeah, we don't kind of burst out into song like in the middle of the cafeteria and stuff. I wish. It would be quite fun if it was like that, or on the train or something. But no, it's not like that. But I think it's a good concept.
Oh,
I think it's fun.
I wanted it to be like that.
Okay, it is. Okay. I'm lying. I'm just trying to protect the Brit school.
Yeah. So what does happen at the Brit school if it's not like Britannia High?
We just kind of, you know... Well, it's just like a normal school. We just do music, dance,
and everyone
and drama.
Sings instead.
Yeah, instead of talking. Yeah.
I haven't watched... have you watched...
No, I haven't
seen
it.
A little bit
no.
of it, but
tiny
I watched...
Bit.
I watched Antiques Roadshow on the other side.
Oh.
It's quite good, that.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to play your song now. What?
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's good. It's cool again, Antiques Roadshow.
I'm not disputing it.
I
just didn't know that
in
that's...
a long time.
No.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, you were at the MTV... EMAs, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Was that fun?
It was. It was a lot of fun. I just I did a video in South Africa, and then I flew and went straight to the MTV Awards. So it was really crazy because I didn't sleep and I was like really hyper. And my friends came and we had such a good night. Really good.
Did you meet Katy Perry?
I've met her before, but I saw her again as well. Yeah, she's lovely. She's a great girl.
She loves you.
Does she?
Yeah, she was telling us when she came in. She's a bit obsessed.
Oh.
A little bit obsessed. Did you get to hang out with her, or did it get weird?
No, I just literally saw her, and then she was so busy, like, running around. She had, like, 10 million outfits for each segment of the show, which was crazy, so she was so busy.
Yeah. She's quite a close friend of ours.
She loves us, doesn't she?
Does she love you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but she likes you almost as much as she likes us.
Almost.
Yeah, yeah. She's in the country at the moment, so she's probably listening now.
Yeah.
So, aww. I mean, is there anything you want to say to Katy Perry? She's listening.
Hi, Katie.
Anything else?
You all right?
Do you want to say anything, Chappers?
No, I communicate with her personally.
Oh, do you?
Text. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, text.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, that new track written by Akon.
Yes.
Will you be working with him again?
Maybe. He was really cool to work with, and he's super talented, so I'd like to, definitely.
Okay.
And he's really nice as well, so.
And your first, well, not your first, but, you know, your first one out on your own, Bleeding Love, that was written by Ryan, the bloke off One Republic.
Yeah, Ryan from One Republic. I'm definitely going to be working with him as well on my next album.
Okay.
He's just amazing. So.
Now, there's this song, which you've probably heard about, called Halo.
Yes.
And he reckons it's a global number one hit.
Wow.
But the word on the street, Leona, is that he offered it to you, and you said you were too busy to record it.
No.
Is that not true?
No, I heard the song and kind of, like, at the time I was doing loads of different things, and so he kind of, you know, it went to someone else.
He's giving it to Beyonce.
Yeah. But I think it suits... it didn't really suit me, you know. Not all songs suit everyone. And for me, personally, it didn't suit me. But I know it's going to suit her. And
have you heard it, Chappers?
No.
Song. I don't think Leona would want me... sorry, not Leona. Beyonce would want me to play it. Or Leona. But do you want me to do it a bit for you? It's really good. It's going to be number one.
Are you allowed?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it goes like this. Halo, 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 halo. It's like that, isn't it, Leona?
Little
similar.
Bit.
So look out for that one. That's going to be number one.
Leona looks like she's never heard that before in her life.
I'm like, are you sure it's the same song?
So you weren't too busy. You didn't think it suited you.
Both, really. Both of those reasons. Yeah.
How does that work? I wanted to know this. Right? Does if you're a big famous singer like you, does someone give you a song, or do loads of people come up to you and go, "Have this song"?
It depends. Like, some people, like Ryan, comes up with different ideas, and then we go in the studio and work on it together. At that time, I was kind of still doing my first album, so it was kind of, I don't know, it was a wrong time. But, you know, it depends. Like, you can go in the studio and work with writers. They'll send you stuff. A million different ways you can work it.
Do you hear them all, or does someone get them before you and go, nope,
some
nope,
people,
nope.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's A&R people who kind of hear the songs and see what they think suits you and what styles, things like that.
Okay. Could I write you a song? You
yeah.
If okay, you, and you'd if consider you that?
Yeah.
Okay. No, cool, actually.
Are you a good writer?
Well, I've written one already. What? Okay. Don't look at Chappers now.
What? I'm not doing it. I'm not. I'm poised, waiting to hear what's about to happen.
I'm right, interested.
Then, me and the one that doesn't speak have written something. Should we just do the chorus? We'll just do the chorus. I need the words, obviously. Now, if you're interested in this, you might want to record it, or maybe we can split the royalties 50-50.
Is that
what's
the one?
That?
Is that the one that doesn't speak on the organ?
Look at it.
Yeah. Okay. Move that a bit closer, my darling. Okay. I love your love. Me. I love your love. How's it go again? Hang on a minute. I love your love handles. Handles, handles. I love your love handles. Handles, handles. I love your love handles. Handles. But can you handle my love? But can you handle my love?
Aww. Why am I the only one clapping?
Well, I think out of politeness.
Do you know what? It's got a good melody.
You want to have a go?
Thanks for the lyrics.
Do you want to have a quick go?
I don't really know it.
It doesn't matter. Just make up your own interpretation.
Can you sing it with me?
Yeah, right.
Go on then. Okay. I'll harmonise.
I love your love.
No, singing in tune.
Ha 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 ha
Is it difficult to harmonise with somebody who sings out of tune?
A little bit.
Okay, right.
Okay. That's why I want you to do it.
Okay, listen to the key. Go on, press. Go. Yeah.
I love your love.
No, sing lower in your octave.
I love your love. Handles. 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 I love your love. Handles. 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 I love your love. Handles.
Handles.
Now you finish it.
Handles.
Can you?
Can you handle my love?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we haven't rehearsed that before.
had you not?
No.
Really?
I think...
But Leona was dead on.
What do you mean? I've been practising all week.
I think with a little bit of, you know, bit of practice, that could be... You know?
I think it's a good melody.
We're going global, Leona.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Right, we're going to play... What? We're going to play... Will you play our game with us? Oh, what's occurring?
Yeah.
It's not nearly as bad as that last bit was.
Okay.
Okay, it's coming next. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
A surprisingly good reaction, I think, to that song on the text, more than I was expecting, Leona.
Really?
Yeah, it's all right.
Good. It was more a good reaction to Leona, isn't it? Rather than to yeah.
Not that many comments about the song, actually. Are you still going out with that boyfriend that you met before you're famous?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, because they're normally the first ones to go, aren't they? Normally.
Aww.
Well, no, they're all supportive. They go to the audience of the X Factor and go, come on, every week. And then as soon as their partner's won, they just get dumped for Callum Best or somebody. You've never attempted to dump him for Callum Best yet?
Afraid not. No, not for Callum Best.
What about a footballer?
No.
So it must be quite nice, really, having like someone that you can trust that you knew before all this craziness started to happen.
Yeah, and you know that goes for the same with all of my friends and everyone really that has supported me through it. You know, it's nice to keep those relationships going.
And you're buying a new flat.
Yes.
In Hackney.
Yeah.
But have you bought one already?
Yeah.
Have you got one in Malibu as well?
No.
That's what I'd heard.
I know. Oh. Apparently, Simon Cowell bought it for me, which
oh yeah,
it's not true.
What's the weirdest rumour you've heard about yourself so far?
Probably that one, that I've been bought a house by Simon Cowell. Well, I think, actually, maybe not the weirdest, but the one that I wanted to be most true.
Yeah, I understand. Right, OK, we've got our game coming up. Oh, what's occurring? It's going to be Leona versus Chappers today, and you can play along too on 81199.
Does Becky next. Get out of it, then?
Oh, and Becky as well. Hmm. Becky's on as well. It's a three-way. Oh, what's occurring? Next.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. Before we carry on, we're going to do I Was Caring in a minute, but I have to make an announcement because we've had a complaint made against us and I feel that I need to respond to this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The complaint came from a Mr. Ian Whitmill about one of our regular features on the show, and I think that we need to address that now. Mr. Whitmill complains that our feature I Was Caring has ruined his life. His three-year-old son is now annoying him and everyone at his playgroup by shouting this all the time.
Oh, what's occurring?
That's Josh. So, hi, Josh. He won't let it lie. He just does it all the time.
Oh, got Mills. What's occurring?
Quite a lot. So, apologies to Josh's dad, Ian. And, well, let's do it again. Are you ready, Josh? Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our guessing game quiz today featuring top singer Leona Lewis.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, so I've got three situations we've recorded. Just tell me what happens next. Time for the scores on the doors, the names in the frame. Oh, can we not do that? I don't know what the score is. Can we start in nil again?
Well, it is nil, isn't it? Isn't it a new week? Because we didn't play yesterday.
Okay, and let's add Leona to the scoreboard. And here's your first situation today. Are we all ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Not really, but okay.
It'll be fine.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's just a guessing game quiz, Leona.
All right.
It's not as painful as his singing.
No. Now, you know horse racing?
Yes.
I put a bet on today. I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You must have had someone put a bet on for
no,
you.
I went to the bookies across the road. Do you want to see the ticket?
Yeah.
There we are. Did have a
okay.
bit
Okay.
I've never been to a betting shop before, and there was a slight problem where I filled in the wrong form. Had to be...
Did you fill in one of the bingo things?
Yeah, I filled in Irish lottery.
Oh, right.
But then the nice person behind the counter showed me what to do, and there it is.
So they can be very welcoming betting shops now.
So what I did was I put £10 on the horse What's Occurring, which is in the 350 today at Sedgefield.
Okay.
But here's my question to you. How much money did I get back? I put £10 on to win. How much do you think I got back? Becky, first of all.
Are you going to give us the odds?
No.
Oh,
Well, nothing. Then it'd be very easy.
Well, yeah, that's what I... nothing. Then get lost. Badly.
Well, you might think that. Okay. Chappers?
Oh, well, that's not fair now, because she said nothing.
Can't you say the same answer?
No. Not where Becky's concerned.
I was going to say nothing.
Right.
Say nothing.
I'm going to say it was 12 to 1 to win, so I'm going to say you'll have got £130 back.
You think 130? Leona?
I don't really know about betting,
no,
so
no,
if
I.
it
don't
won,
worry
you get money, but then if it doesn't, you don't.
Yeah. And Becky's been really unfair because she's taken the losing one.
I don't think anything. Can
think
I say the same?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, special rules for Leo.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is What's Occurring, the horse running in the 350 at Sedgefield. Come on, my son!
The green all the first to go on from the grey, Finlay in second. Then third towards the outside with the sheepskin nose bend. That's the odds-on favourite, Vivona Hill. Towards the inside, What's Occurring takes quite a hold, disputes third place. Going up towards the top of the hill for the first time. Cardona on the inside, so we've got Bite Size. Then behind this one is What's Occurring, still held up towards the rear, Southern Ness. Sheridine in the dark blue with the mauve sleeves by about half a length from the grey, Finlay in second. Running third on the inside in the striped sleeves is What's Occurring, the red and black half colours of the favourite, Vivona Hill, in the sheepskin noseband is fourth. And Sheridine the leader, but only just by half a length from the grey. Finlay in second. Third towards the inside is What's Occurring. Sheridine taking them along by three parts of a length from the grey, Finlay on the outside. Third on the inside is What's Occurring. Fourth in the sheepskin noseband, the odds-on favourite, Vivona Hill. Plenty of chances as they go down the far side with virtually a four-way tie for the lead. With
is that a long race?
The inside, the grey is Finlay. In the red and black half colours, Vivona Hill. And up on the outside, Cardona. That's the leading four. In the stripes, Southern S lobbing along on the heels of the leaders. What's Occurring is right there as well. So all to play for as they come back towards us. Here they come down towards the last furlong now. And it's just Sheridine from the favourite Vivona Hill this side. On the far side, Southern S. Right behind in fourth is Finlay. A three-way tie for the lead. Now Vivona Hill.
Where's your horse gone?
In front. Vivona Hill, but here again comes Sheridine. On the inside, it's Southern S. It's, and also right there is Sheridine. Sheridine just the leader. This is going to be Sheridine wins a thriller from the favourite Vivona Hill in second. Southern S is third. And in fourth, Finlay. What a race.
What? Yeah, what a load of rubbish.
Your horse wasn't mentioned for about the last 2 minutes of that commentary.
Actually, I think you'll find it was third at one point, Leona.
Yeah.
But then it kind of slipped away. So, sorry, that's bad. So, Chappa said 130. Becky said nothing. Leona said nothing. So, Leona wins that round.
What's occurring?
There's your betting slip back.
Thank you. Yay. I lost a tenner. Right, here's the next one. You know Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah.
Ever seen it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were only allowed to watch the X Factor.
No.
You know the lovely Tess Daly?
Yeah.
She's nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
But do you know the word I like her saying more than any other word?
No.
It's couples.
Couples?
Yeah, go on, say it, Leona.
Couples.
Couples. You couples. Say it.
Couples.
Mm-hmm. Couples. That's what she says. Couples.
She doesn't say like Paul Daniels. That's like,
yeah. It's very noticeable.
Okay.
Right.
Couples.
Couples. My question for you,
yeah,
my friend today, and you, Leona, as well. How many times does Tess Daly say
couples?
Couples. During last Saturday's Strictly Come Dancing? Leona, what do you think?
Oh, how many couples are there left?
I don't know how many couples there are.
No. So, I think, yeah, she must have said it. No, because she wouldn't say it every time they came on. I'd say, at a guess, don't we get like options like A, B, C?
No, see, it's harder than it looks, this
very
game, isn't
hard.
It?
Just have a guess.
All right. Four times.
Four times.
Yeah.
Chappers.
23.
23 times. Becky.
Nine.
Nine times. Okay, then, let's find out.
Oh! What's the curtain?
Here's Tess Daly, but how many times does she say...
Couples.
Anyway, our couples are once again waiting to show you why they are still in the competition.
Couple number two.
We've got three couples in joint top position with the judges. Two couples.
Couple number four.
Our nine couples are dancing to keep their place in the competition.
Couple number six.
And once again, our couples will each perform a different dance.
Couple number eight.
And the two couples with the lowest overall score will have to perform again. Two couples have performed, and there's still all this to come. Five couples have performed, so let's have a look at the judges' leaderboard. All nine couples have danced. Keep voting for your favourite couple. The lines close at 9 o'clock. So make sure that you do vote for the couple that you want to keep later on. To find out which two couples will battle it out in the dance-off. And we'll have a special dance from the world number one ranked Latin American couple.
That was... 17 times.
Wow.
So Chappers
gets
the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
Right, so.
This could be my week.
Yeah. Becky's out. It's one all. Leona and Chappers. You know Bob the Builder?
Mm-hmm.
he got Barack Obama elected, didn't he? Yes, he did. Do you remember? He was going, yes, we can. But did you know he's an actual...
What?
He did. He got Barack Obama elected. Barack Obama stole his catchphrase. Yes, we can.
Oh, right, okay.
He's an actual friend of mine, Bob the Builder.
Not Barack Obama.
No, we go back quite a few years. Here's me talking to him earlier. Hello, actual Bob the Builder.
Hello, Scotty.
How are you?
I'm
very well, thank you very much. Yes, I've been very, very busy.
Have you? What have you been doing?
Well, of course, I've been recording a nice album. It's been very difficult going into a studio because we're not very tall and they had to put boxes down for us to reach the microphones.
Yes, I heard you've got a new record.
Yes, it's very good. It's a lot of fun.
What's on it, then?
Well, we have a few sort of... Well, if you like, I'm not sure what the term means, but apparently there are a few rave tracks on it. Wendy and I have never been to a rave, but apparently they're really good fun. And, of course, there's some country and western-style music from Farmer Pickles.
Oh, amazing.
And we've got some gentle ballads and some lovely little cryy numbers. Ones that you need to get the tissue out for, because they're a little bit sad.
I suppose you can't go to a rave, because you've got to be up quite early in the morning, haven't you?
Builder's Lot is not a happy one. We have to be up very early in the morning, we get to bed very late, and it's all very physical, as you well know.
How would I know that? Anyway,
exactly.
He's a nice man.
Aww.
I think Leona found that a little bit weird.
I'm a bit freaked out by that.
Do you want to hear his new single?
Is it Ravy?
Yeah.
Now gather round and hear me out. This dance will make you sing and shout. Don't get all tied up in knots. Just get a fish and a cardboard box. Okay, now we're going to teach you how to really
jump. What are you doing with a fish and a cardboard box?
One, big fish, little fish.
One,
two, three, four. Big fish. Big fish.
Your comments, please, Leona. I thought so.
I don't know who that appeals to.
Did you turn that down when it was offered to you?
Back to the quiz.
Yeah.
How good a builder do you think Bob actually is? I asked Bob the Builder to name as many tools as he could in 30 seconds. How many do you think he managed? Chappers.
Three.
Leona.
Four.
Oh, she's playing tactical now.
Oh, yes.
And Becky.
Five.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Bob the Builder. How many tools could he get? All you have to do for me, Bob the Builder, is name as many tools as you can in 30 seconds. Are you up for this?
I'm very up for that, yes.
Okay, starting now.
A saw, a spanner, a screwdriver, a drill, a jackhammer, a ladder, a paintbrush, a paint bucket, A sander, a chisel, obviously a hammer, a mallet, which I use often for using woodwork. What's the thing? Scotty, I'm all scrambled.
That's 30 seconds.
Oh, I got quite a lot out though, Scotty.
He did really well.
He did well.
The builders always call you Scotty.
Yeah, it's just a thing they do. It was 12, so everyone has 1 point each today.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Leona's got one, Shaffer's got one, Becky's got one.
Yay.
Thanks for playing our stupid game, Leona.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, whatever. And thanks for coming in today. It's been lovely to see you.
Thank you. Andy.
Leona, yay.
Thank you.
Podcast. I'm trying to remember who this is. I was going to talk to you about this earlier. You know those book signings that you have in... Those book signings you have in... In-store book signings, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, there's one that's happening in one of the really big bookshops down the road from here in a couple of weeks' time. And I remember walking past it late last week and thinking, oh, no. It was one of those people where you kind of think to yourself... Who would actually queue up and get a book signed by them? Mm. I can't remember. Who it is.
I accidentally went to one the other week.
Why?
Don't know, just stumbled upon it by mistake.
Were you buying a book?
No, I ended up, for some random reason, in the children's department of a big shopping centre, and there was Jerry Halliwell signing books.
Signing her children's books?
Yeah, anyone, those Tinkerbell ones.
Anyone there?
A couple of kids. Oh, I don't think they really know who she was.
Right, see, that is my... I worry about this...
It was a bit embarrassing because they'd sectioned off the whole area.
I get a little bit of a fear on when I see those signs for in-store book signings because I worry that no one will turn up and I get the embarrassment for them.
Bless you.
Do you know what I mean?
They wouldn't book them if they didn't think it was going to be a bestseller.
No, but I can't remember who it is. It will come to me. But it's one of those people where you go, what if that could be the worst thing that ever happens to them? Nobody might turn up.
I think Richard Madeley's doing some at the moment.
People will turn up for Rich, won't they?
Yeah.
I would have thought so, yeah.
Although I saw it and thought,
really?
No.
Yeah, you see? You know what I mean? When you go, oh, no. You actually worry and think, what if no one turns up?
Come on, remember who it was.
I can't remember.
Was it a reality star with an autobiography?
I don't know. I can't remember. It'll come to me. But it's in that one of those really big bookshops down the road. And I thought, seriously, no one's going to...
Why don't you go to it, then?
What, going to be the only person there? No.
Well, it's better than nobody.
Just take a book with you. Not any book. Doesn't have to be their book.
You have to buy them.
No, you don't. Why?
You have to buy their book, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You have to buy it and then get it signed. You can't just get it free.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Otherwise, I go to all of them and then...
But you could take a book that you wanted to read or buy and get them to sign that.
They only sign their own,
don't they?
They
only sign their own book.
Do they?
Although, if there's no one else there and you turn up with a copy of the BFG, they're not going to say no, are they?
Exactly.
Are they? What, so I can take my own book, therefore I don't have to buy whoever it is?
I'd be honoured to sign a copy of the BFG. Radio 1
Podcast. Now, we're talking about, I've got this weird fear that when celebrities do in-store book signings, I have a really big fear that nobody will turn up for them. It really worries me. I don't want to be sat there at a trestle table on their own, just a copy, big pile of copy of their book. All right, here's a list of in-store signings that are coming up very soon.
Okay.
Would you go to these, all right? Imagine at your local bookstore, Fern Britton was there signing her book. I'd go to that.
Yes, I would go to that.
Loads of people would go to
that. She's lovely.
Love her. She's looking amazing as well. Have you seen her on this morning? Really good. James Caan off Dragon's Den. Would you queue up for his autobiography?
No.
No, I wouldn't. See, I've got the fear.
He seems like a nice bloke.
Yeah,
but
I've got the fear for him that no one will be there.
Yeah.
Martina Cole. If she was to turn up at your local bookshop, would you do that? Oh, actually, Anna Lee might know who that is. Anna?
Is she a tennis player?
Is she Cheryl's mum?
Oh, is it? Martina?
I don't know, is she?
All right, you made that up.
Possibly.
Okay, good.
Tennis player?
Sorry.
Tennis player? Ruth Jones and James Corden off Gavin and Stacey. Yes, I would do that.
Yeah.
Chris Kamara.
Yes,
who's
definitely
that?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
So Chris Kamara...
Cammy is a pundit for Sky Sports and is a very nice man and a very funny man as well.
I wouldn't queue up.
Why?
What about if no one else does? I'm just really worried about Chris Kamara and his book signing.
Well, you're wrong to worry. You should worry about a lot of other people on that list.
I tell you,
Cammy will be fine.
I'll tell you who I'm most worried about.
Who?
Would you queue up to have a copy of Better Late Than Never, signed the autobiography of Len Goodman off of Strictly Come Dancing.
Not at all.
Exactly.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Someone's been on saying that there's a bookshop in Oldham, and I think it's a cricket umpire. A famous cricket umpire was there, just like twiddling his thumbs, chewing his pen, a big pile of his books on the trestle table, not one person there. You see, that if that was me and I was in that shop, I would have had to, even though I didn't know who the person was, quite likely if it's a cricket umpire,
yeah,
I would still have to go up and I would still have to buy the book and get them to sign it because I'd feel so sorry for them because there's no one there.
That's really nice of you.
I know.
You can be quite nice, can't you?
Yes, I can. Do you think, as well, Len was including himself as to how many copies of the book he would get signed?
Craig Revel Horwood. 8. Arlene Phillips.
8.
Len Goodman.
9.
And Bruno Tognoli.
8.
No, Len, you don't count. You can't sign your own book. Say 8.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.